right, Saturday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Welcome to the Christian Television Network, as always, on a Saturday night. Welcome to the platform. Let's roll right into his 56 Minutes of Fury. Let's hop on it. Patrick Webb tweet, breaking, got some miscellaneous stuff to begin with. Breaking, FBI and CIA reportedly offered Eric Swalwell's ex, Christine Fang, everybody knows her as...
Fang Fang.
$1 million, and blackmailed her to work for them prior to her fleeing the country. And Eric Swalwell is on the Intel Committee, just so everybody knows. So Eric Swalwell has access to all the nation's secrets, and the FBI and CIA offered his lover, so I get Fannie Willis's lover, you know, you got Peter Strzok's lover, Lisa Page, and, you know, Nathan Wade, and all these lovers on the Democratic side. Well, on this one here, she happened to be a true Chinese spy. She was actually a real Chinese infiltrator in the United States of America, dating a sitting on the Intel committee congressman, offered her $1 million to cooperate with her. And then, of course, she's never been seen since. She's fled the country. But Eric Swalwell still has top secret security clearance and perpetually tries to persecute and prosecute Republicans for crimes that don't exist. That's the status of our country right now, especially in the D.C. swamp. Go to the next one for me, Will. Michael Patrick Leahy tweet. A federal judge, all FBI right now, just this slide and the last one. A federal judge just ordered the FBI now. How long ago, Aaron, see if you can find a date for me. How long ago was the Covenant School shooting? How long ago was it? Because a federal judge just now ordered, at the behest of Michael Patrick Leahy and his group that he works with, federal judge just ordered the FBI to turn over Covenant Killer documents for an in-camera review in a case which I am the plaintiff. So Michael Patrick Leahy and his group are suing the FBI to get these records released. Go, Aaron.
March 27th, 2023. So almost a year.
March 27th, 2020. Oh, so a year ago. This is a year ago. Now, what would there be to investigate here? Anybody know? Because as Bill Gates said about Jeffrey Epstein, she's dead. So, and she was dead day of. Remember, this was the woman dressed up as a man, went up and shot up a Christian school. But, you know, this is part of the transgender genocide. But the only people that are actually committing genocide are the transgender people themselves. Mm-hmm. So what exactly, of course, the FBI will say that they can't release this documentation. Why can't they release it? Why does somebody have to sue? Because it doesn't fit the FBI's narrative, and the FBI is not supposed to have a narrative. The FBI is not supposed to be pro-Democratic Party, pro-globalist initiatives, pro-transgender agenda, pro-homosexual agenda, pro-CBDC, pro-globalist, whatever it is, of course, pro-Democratic Party Gestapo. Why wouldn't all of this be released? Anybody, I mean, if you're a leftard and you're watching this right now, send it to Aaron. Tell me why it is. Give me two explanations about why this wouldn't be released. Well, why won't the 15,000 hours of 1/6 footage be released? Why are Anthony Fauci's emails all redacted? Please just send me a reasonable explanation. Why did Joe Biden use 5,000 pseudonyms on governmental emails? Just tell me that. I mean, remember 67 X-ray and Robert L. Morris or whatever it was?
Peters. Yeah.
Robert L. Peters, yeah. Remember that? Explain, just give me a reasonable explanation. You're leftard, you're watching. Give me a reasonable explanation of why the FBI wouldn't release this, because it doesn't fit the narrative, because this is not a white supremacist terrorist. Remember, we have the documentation, we have the proof. FBI agents, whistleblowers quit because they were forced into finding white supremacist terrorist cases that don't exist. That's an absolute fact. FBI whistleblowers resigned their positions in the FBI because they were being forced by Christopher Wray to trump up worthless, non-existent white supremacist terrorist charges against white supremacist terrorists that aren't white supremacist terrorists. And since this doesn't fit the narrative, they have to make sure they suppress all of this information. Why won't it? It was almost a year ago that this occurred. Why would anybody need to sue to find out what exactly happened? What exactly did the cameras say? What did the cameras reveal? What's all the investigative data? Why would you have to sue? Because it doesn't meet the leftist data, and the FBI is not supposed to be leftist, but the FBI is obviously leftist. All right, let's go to the next one. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name, but I'm going to try it. Tim Krachenfels video Leo Terrell reposted. That's way easier. What are the true intentions and responsibilities of the FBI? Here's Elise Stefanik asking a simple question of Christopher Wray and watch him deflect and obfuscate. Play for me, Will.
This is breaking news right now. Are you aware that there's an audio recording of Joe Biden saying to his ghostwriter in February of 2016, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. Are you aware of that audio recording?
I would just respectfully refer you to the special counsel.
No, I'm asking you, are you aware as director of the FBI? You're either aware or you're not.
I'm aware. Am I aware of what now?
Whether the audio exists of Joe Biden saying in February 2017, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote, to his ghostwriter.
Again, I'm just going to refer to the special counsel and his testimony and his report.
It sounds like you might be aware of it then.
Christopher Wray, obviously, is just an operative for the globalist left. We all know that. And, of course, the Democratic Party. Why would you need to ask her to repeat the question when you've already deflected the question?
Right.
She asks him, are you aware? I mean, she didn't ask him, what does the audio recording say?
Right.
She didn't say, can you give us intimate details of the specifics of the audio? No, she just said, are you aware that there is now an audio recording of Joe Biden saying to his ghostwriter, all of my classified materials downstairs? I mean, that's all she's asking. And he goes, I will refer you to the general counsel. And so she asks him again, referring to the general counsel. And then she says, I'm not asking you anything, but are you aware? And then he asks her, aware, can you repeat the question? You've already deflected the question. To your special counsel, you must know what the question is, but you're simply asking for her to repeat it so you can delay your lies or think of new lies. And why does the FBI need to lie for Joe Biden? If that was asked to Donald Trump, what would he say? Oh, heck yeah, I'm aware of it, and here are all the details. Because the FBI is corrupt to the core. The FBI should no longer exist. It should be defunded. And yes, you're gonna have to eat it if you're a Republican, and the Democrats will all come out and say, I thought you were against defunding the police. We are against defunding all local police departments, but not federal Gestapos for your party. You're gonna need to eat it. The FBI must be stripped to the studs, not stripped to the studs, absolutely demolished, no longer existing. That is a political pundit who's in charge of the most powerful law enforcement agency in the United States, maybe in the world. Here's one other thing with that. This was very early on, so Elise Stefanik probably didn't know the information yet, because it was, like she said, breaking news. Not only did Joe Biden say on an audio recording, hey, I've got all the classified documents down in the basement. He then read the classified documents, read them to the ghostwriter, who kept an audio recording of it and then tried to delete it when the special counsel was appointed. When Robert Hur was appointed, who Christopher Wray is referring to, when Robert Hur was appointed as special counsel over the Biden documents case, that ghostwriter then tried to delete that audio recording, which, of course, not necessarily a crime, it is a crime. Okay, I was going to say it wasn't subpoenaed yet. Doesn't matter. It's evidence. So yeah. There he is. Tampering with evidence. He's doing more than tampering. He's actually, I'm trying to think of the word, erasing evidence, whatever it may be, getting rid of evidence.
Yeah, destroying.
Yeah, destroying. That's the word. Damage. Destroying evidence was the word I was looking for. So he's destroying evidence. Okay, that obviously is a crime, and nobody's being charged in this case because Christopher Wray and Robert Hur are corrupt. We don't need to say it. And you got these various idiot Republicans, you know, like the Ken Buck who just resigned. I don't have time to get into it tonight. Who's basically just running over the Republican Party doing this, actually just hurting the Republican Party greatly by resigning. But I'm not going to get into that. Otherwise, it'll take me 10 minutes. But they want the people like Ken Buck. They live in their own little. They're either absolute geldings, absolute cowards, or they're delusional. Those are your choices. You have A, B, C, or D. Gelding, coward, clueless are all of the above. Those are the only ones that are delusional, really, would be more than clueless. Delusional. Because you have to, when you're clueless, you kind of don't know you're clueless.
Yeah.
When you're delusional, you know you're delusional. So the people like Ken Buck, they like to believe that the FBI is an agency of integrity. Because that's how he was raised as a kid. You know, he got the FBI movies. So he has to hold on to that delusion while you have a corruptocrat like Christopher Wray, who's nothing more, absolutely nothing more than a Democratic Party shill tool boy. That's all that he is. And so's Robert Hur. They put on veneers of fairness. You got Christopher Wray putting out the warnings right now because he's afraid he's going to get fired when Trump becomes president, because he will be, regardless of what he does. But he's going to try to hold on to his job. He's putting out the warnings now that terrorists could be coming through the southern border. Hey, thanks for the warnings now, Chris. Yeah. Thank you, Chris. Now, thank you for the warnings now in March of 2024. Because we're 9 million in, and now Chrissy Ray is now giving us the warnings. Thank you so much. Just like Joe Biden visiting East Palestine last month, over a year after it happened.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. And Joe Biden, make sure that he forgives student loans in 2024 again. Illegally, feloniously so, but he does it again. All right, let's move on. Here's another one for you. Just kind of random stuff to start off the show here. Ian Yeager tweet, breaking: the Supreme Court has just unanimously ruled, 9-0 again, that members of the public can sue public officials. I can't believe this is 9-0. Honestly, I cannot believe this is 9-0. I can't believe Sotomayor, Kagan and Jackson voted for this. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Because it is their party that was doing this. So kudos to them. Whenever a leftard does something good, don't believe in them, but give them kudos for doing it.
Yeah.
Can now the members of the public, the great unwashed like Will and Aaron and me, we can now sue public officials for blocking or muting them on social media, which, by the way, that should also extend to willing, puppets, willing shills of government agencies like Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, the owner of Google, the owner of YouTube, for willingly allowing themselves to be used by government officials to violate the First Amendment. Yep. They should all be sued. They all should be able to be sued. But you're like, you can't sue them because they're a platform, not when you're operating as a publisher.
Yep.
It's just like that. You have certain enmities for vaccine companies, right? But not if they lie in their vaccine developmental data. Not if they lie about their vaccine developmental data. Yeah. Not if, and get this now, I meant both of those. Not if they lie in their vaccine developmental data, which Pfizer did. And not if they lie about their vaccine developmental data, which Pfizer did. And Moderna did. So you should be able to sue them then. You should have indemnity or liability protection as a platform, but not if you're operating as a publisher.
Yep.
Then you should be able to be sued. And it looks like the doors are beginning to open. It doesn't say that we can sue Facebook. It doesn't say that we can sue YouTube or sue the old Twitter or whatever it is. It says that we can sue the government officials that met with Facebook on a weekly basis to take down conservative posts. They can be sued. And by the way, they must be sued. Now, Elon Musk has released the Twitter files. People know, and again, this is why I tell you, whether it's America First Legal, whether it's Judicial Watch, whether it's Liberty Counsel, and all these other conservative, there aren't many, so I shouldn't say all these others, but any other conservative law firm that actually drags, like, you know, earlier, the Michael Patrick Leahy is suing to get the FBI to release information. Whatever his law firm is. That's where all of our money should go. When you have a law firm actually sue Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood employees finally have to go on the record and say, yes, I was removing organs from living children. That's a fact, by the way. That's everywhere. That's not right-wing conspiracy theory. That's an absolute fact because they're under oath. And you put a leftard under oath and they're facing a felonious perjury charge, they'll dime out people on the left. They'll dime out people everywhere. Because at the heart of every leftist is a coward. So they will cave under that pressure. So they need to be brought. And Fannie Willis needs to be criminally charged. Nathan Wade needs to be criminally charged. His attorney, Terrence Bradley, needs to be criminally charged. Everybody saw recently, came out, yesterday, I believe, that Fannie Willis was given a choice by the gelding judge. We have another gelding judge. You ever look at these gelding judges? I mean, oh my gosh, please lift a weight. Do something manly in your life. Maybe grow a beard. I don't know. Do something that gives you some sort of essence of manhood. They are like Ark Church COVID-caving pastors. Everything's just awesome at the church. Everything's great. We have our masks on. We're super compassionate. Yes, we'll be meeting by Zoom services for the next 18 months. These good judges sound just like, whether it's Engeron or this guy in the Fannie Willis case, he puts out, well, what Fannie Willis, just leaves it all up to Fannie, who's perjured herself numerous times in his presence, yeah. and he reproved her for her abhorrent courtroom behavior.
Yeah.
The district attorney, he reproved her for it. Sternly corrected her, rebuked her for it, but yet still gives her license to do whatever she wants. She can either stay and Nathan Wade gets to get fired, or Nathan Wade stays and she recuses herself. Why aren't they both criminally charged?
Right.
And of course, Nathan Wade resigned immediately, so Fannie can stay there. And I'm just curious, is Nathan Wade going to return $700,000 that he's already got in his bank account that him and Fannie traveled all over the globe using? I'm just curious, is he going to return it? $700,000 he's already been paid at twice the hourly rate as every other attorney on the case. I mean, he said there was no definitive proof of bias. There was no definitive proof of quid pro quo. I mean, it's truly amazing. How is there no definitive proof when her boyfriend is being paid twice as much as everybody else on her staff, twice as much? It was, the highest other bill was $100,000. She's paid him seven times that.
Oh, my gosh.
Seven times that. And there's no conflict of interest? That's the proper term. He said that he couldn't find a conflict of interest. What else needs to be proved? Okay, did she lie in her oath? Yeah, how's that? Because she said they didn't become girlfriend, boyfriend until after she hired him. But there's 12,000 phone calls between the two of them before she hired him. Was it 2,000 texts?
Opposite. But
and
yeah.
What?
It was opposite, but yeah.
What is it?
12,000 texts.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. 12,000, Aaron's right. 12,000 texts.
Yeah.
2,000 phone calls, all before he worked for her.
Yep.
And 35 booty calls. 35 booty calls in the middle of the night, him going to her apartment. Let me just ask you, if you don't know somebody, do you go to their apartment 35 times, text them 12,000 times, and call them 2,000 times?
No.
So there's no definitive proof of a conflict of interest? What other proof could there be?
Right.
Except a confession. Mm-hmm. That's your job as a judge, to disseminate that information and say, is there proof beyond a reasonable doubt? Or in this case, when it's civil, is it 51% proven? I think so. I mean, it's truly amazing. Here's some, where am I still? Okay, go to the next one, Will. Unusual Wells tweet. Breaking. Here's some Biden information for me. They're talking about they're great. They're awesome. Remember they talk about how low their unemployment rate is? Oh, here's the problem. Unusual Wells tweet. Breaking. Layoffs rose to the highest for any February at all in 14 freaking years. The layoffs rose to the highest layoff rate in 14 years worth of Februarys.
Ouch.
Now, they're always talking about this low unemployment rate, right? 3-4%. Here's the problem with it. I'll give you this example once again. And there's 553 watching that I can see. How many people are watching on CTN? I don't know. So I don't mean to be overly redundant, but I want you to understand this whenever you see their unemployment numbers. Because what they do is they say there's, you know, a million people out of work. Of course, there's millions, but if there's a million people out of work, and 500,000 of them quit trying, and then 300,000 out of the 500,000 still looking find a job, they say, look how great it is.
Yeah.
It's 3/5. I mean, most, there's a 3%, 3% unemployment rate. No, 700,000 out of a million couldn't find a job. 500,000 left the workforce. It's called the labor participation rate. They left. So those are no longer counted. The people who just gave up, who are still unemployed
yeah.
and still on the government dole and still getting welfare
yep.
are no longer counted. So as you go year after year after year and more people leave the workforce, called again the labor participation rate, they continue to say that the unemployment rate is going down. It's not going down. It's just less people are actually trying.
Yep.
That's how it works. Please, we've gone from a million people looking to 500,000 people looking, and 200,000 say got jobs. So that was 300. Look, only 300,000 are looking for jobs now. Look, it's still 800,000. Right. 8 out of 10 still haven't found a job yet. But
right.
they'll claim, because it's the Potomac two-step, that they're lowering the unemployment rate. And I just got this little tidbit of information too, just so everybody knows. Yeah, the 10 richest counties in the United States. You have the 10 richest counties. Where are seven of them located? Anybody know? You have the 10 richest counties in the United States of America. Seven of them touch Washington, D.C. Isn't that amazing?
Interesting.
Truly, it's like as if they're in it for themselves and not for you and me. That would be correct.
Yeah.
All right, let's move to the border. Larry Video, breaking news. Ben Burkwam here. I have proof that the country will endure a significant event before the end of the year. Illegals saying who they love. Play for me.
Hey, Joe Biden?
Biden?
Joe Biden.
Yeah? No Trump?
No.
Joe Biden, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Joe Biden? They all love Joe Biden. They're coming. Don't let anyone lie to you guys. The reason they're coming is because of Joe Biden. The world's got the invitation. Look at these. Look at these exposed roots. This is how many millions of people have come through here. Just feet of erosion.
¿Qué parte? ¿Qué parte en Estados Unidos? ¿Qué parte?
Chicago?
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 Texas.
Texas. ¿Qué parte en Estados Unidos?
¿Qué parte va de Estados Unidos? Yo voy a Chicago, papá.
Chicago?
Denver.
Denver, okay. Where are you going in America?
Chicago.
Chicago. Are you going to vote for Joe Biden?
Yeah, vote Joe Biden.
Okay, there you go, right here in the jungle. ¿Y tú, dónde vas en Estados Unidos?
City, donde sea.
Philadelphia?
El pan de Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? Okay. Illinois? Okay.
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden? Okay. They love Joe Biden. Okay. Joe Biden?
Yes.
Yes.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. You all love Joe Biden. Are you going to vote for Joe Biden? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
They're all going to vote for Joe Biden. You did it, Joe.
And never forget about the economic consequences of this. We're going to get into the criminal consequences of it here in a second. But we are now adding $1 trillion worth of debt every 100 days. When I started this podcast, it was about every 2 years.
Yep.
So everybody knows. And when I started this podcast, it was April of 2020. So 4 years later, we are adding $1 trillion worth of debt. Every 100 days, we will be $35 trillion worth. We'll be in $35 trillion worth of debt in April of this year, just so everybody knows. And hundreds of billions are being spent on those people because none of them are going to find a job. Not one of them. Statistically speaking, I know that's an overstatement, that's hyperbolic, but I'm just telling you, most everybody, I forgot the statistic, I had it, I got it from the Bannon Show, and I can't remember what it was, but most of the people that you're seeing there will come to America and go on welfare. Oh, it's not welfare, Tom. It's called farewell. That's Potomac Two-Step. Again, it's like the labor participation rate. They just say, well, it's not, come on, it's not CRT, it's CRC. It's the exact same program. They just rename it. It's not welfare, it's farewell. You saw the welfare program right there in New York City, $1,000 a month, free rent, free utilities, free everything. That's getting paid for, not by New York City, but our federal tax dollars, just so everybody knows. There's many different sides to this wretched open border, but fiscal is oftentimes overlooked. You know, the least sexy thing may be the undoing of the United States of America, and that is our debt, just so you know. $35 trillion in debt. In 2000, we were less than $1 trillion in debt, less than $1 trillion in debt. About $900 billion in debt 24 years ago. And here we are 24 years later, $35 trillion in debt. But everybody loves it down the southern border because you have the NGOs like Catholic Charities and the Red Cross just reaping in millions upon hundreds of millions of dollars every year that they keep, that they pay their high-paid staffers and their boards and everybody else. Funneling that money, and then they donate large portions of it back to the Democratic Party. You've heard what I've called on the podcast. It is the endless symbiote of Democratic parties, the Democratic Party funding NGOs and with our docs. You and I are basically paying to elect Democrats via our tax dollars. They funnel those tax dollars through NGOs, through Planned Parenthood, and then those same NGOs pay for Democratic Party campaigns exclusively, not Republican campaigns, not conservative campaigns. If they do pay for a Republican campaign, it'll be for a Mittens Romney, a Willard Romney.
Mm-hmm.
But exclusively going to leftists, which Willard Romney is a leftist, that's what they do. So you and I are actually paying to elect Eric Swalwell to sleep with Fang Fang. Just so you know, that's where their money comes from. Planned Parenthood gives millions back to the Democratic Party of the $600 million they get per year from you and I to slaughter babies in the womb. Back to the border. Libs of oh, what do you got, Aaron? About 59% of households headed by illegal immigrants access welfare. That's exactly the stat.
Perfect.
60% are never, ever get a job. 60%. So let's calculate that, shall we? Let's calculate that. So we have 15,000 per day coming into the United States. 60% of that is about 9,000. So 9 to 10,000 of them will never get a job. They'll never get a job. 8,000, 9,000 will never get a job. And they'll be paid for in perpetuity. We even played video of it. One of the people singing a song and mocking us as he stays on welfare. And you and I pay for him to live for free in the United States of America. All right, let's go to the next one. Will lives a TikTok tweet. Wow, a group of, and this is another, here's another narrative. Remember, out of the mayor from Athens after Lakin Riley had her skull bashed into the place where she was unrecognizable by an illegal alien murdering her, Ibarra being his last name. And he said, you know, we shouldn't confuse illegal immigration with crime. Okay, none of the crime being committed by illegal immigrants would ever be committed if they weren't allowed in the country. Is that not correct?
Right.
How hard is life? It's not hard.
Yeah.
Wow. A group of Chilean thieves. So in my opinion, just so everybody knows, it's a higher crime rate among illegals. First of all, if you're an illegal, you're already committing a crime. So it's 100% crime rate amongst illegals. But even after that, they don't report their non-felonious crimes. They don't report when they kill each other because they don't want to get deported.
Yep.
So to think that there's a low crime rate amongst illegals is an absolute fallacy. Because, well, number one, they're all criminals because they entered the country illegally, period. And then after that, they don't report crimes because they don't want to be deported. So little liars like Joe Biden who say, remember at the State of the Union, talking about when he said that Lakin Riley called her Lincoln Riley, the coach of USC. He said, but she was killed by an illegal, and then he got excoriated and apologized for saying illegal. And then his staff said they didn't apologize after he apologized.
Right.
So, you know, he's claiming that, you know, Lakin Riley, yes, was killed by an illegal, but how many people are killed by non-illegals? Okay, Joe, but you know what? Say we have 10,000 murders in the United States of America. 10,000 murders. Okay, out of that, say 3,000 are committed by illegals. I'll take the 7 over the 10, Joe, you stupid idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, truly amazing, the leftard arguments and the leftards that continue to vote for this stuff, thinking you're never going to be victimized. Notice where all those illegals were heading. Enjoy it, Chicago. Sweet home, Chicago. Enjoy it now. Wow, a group of Chilean thieves, lives a TikTok tweet, who are in our country illegally, have been arrested for terrorizing a neighborhood in Baltimore County, Maryland. Good, because Maryland wants it. That's what you vote for, Maryland. Enjoy it. I don't want anybody hurt, but enjoy the fruits of your labors. By robbing their homes, the individuals were reportedly carrying Chilean IDs and phones with search results for other millionaire neighborhoods in various cities. Enjoy it. Enjoy it, guys. Why? You should embrace this now because this is what you voted for.
Yep.
Biden allows criminals in our country who harm Americans. Now, we can go. I'm trying to remember the exact city in Canada. I'm not sure if it's Toronto. Might be Toronto. But most of you saw it. I don't know if I'm going to get to it tonight. I actually have the video, but I don't know if I'll get to it or not. Yeah, here they are, by the way. Put it up there for me, Will. These are the Chilean thieves. You know, you can barely see him because he's probably, you know, it's legal now to dress like that because of COVID. You can walk around like that anytime you want. Even though, like in the United States, in a lot of jurisdictions, it's illegal to wear a mask because they don't want people masked so they can commit crimes, which crime rate has gone through the roof ever since we've embraced masking in the United States of America. He's fine. I mean, he could be walking around a mall, you wouldn't think twice about it now.
Yeah.
But that's how they're robbing homes in that area. These Chilean thieves, of course, they have a much lower crime rate than regular Americans, even though they're allowing Chilean gangs and Mexican gangs and Venezuelan gangs to flood through the border. And a report came out today that Venezuela has now publicly admitted that they're emptying out their prisons and sending them to the border. They just publicly admitted it now.
Yeah.
But Tom, you're a racist. How could you ever say it? I didn't. They did. So I guess Venezuelans are racist against the Venezuelan. Right? Right. So this, you know, there it is right there. I forgot what I was talking about before I jumped onto that. But anyway.
Right. Toronto or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Toronto police. So here's how you solve the problem in Toronto Police Department. Because they're having these home invasion robberies. But they came out in Toronto, obviously run by leftards. Leftard mayor, leftard police chief, leftard police officers who were dressed like draconian stormtroopers during COVID, smashing people into the ground for not wearing a mask or standing 6 feet apart. But anyway, I digress. Once a draconian totalitarian, always a draconian totalitarian. Oh, you got it, Aaron? Yeah. Play it for me.
There's also updated advice for all vehicle owners, a message echoed by Toronto police speaking at an Etobicoke safety meeting last month. Constable Marco Ricciardi had a new message for vehicle owners who keep their fobs in Faraday pouches.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns, they're real guns. They're loaded.
That's why Galinsky says they will be installing the door stops and taking YPR's advice seriously. But she'd like more action from police as well.
So there you go. Now, that's some comforting advice by your police chief. There. Now, here's the gelding. Now, he likes to wear a goatee. He likes to act like he's Billy Badbutt and everything else. But he's a coward. He's a gelding. He's a leftard. And imagine telling your citizens, you know what? Just leave your keys on the freaking porch. So that they don't, all they want to do is steal your car. So, you know, I wish I had my car keys with me. Just leave them on the porch so that they can just take your keys and steal your car instead of having to break into your house and steal your keys. How about you break into my house and the last thing you'll ever feel in your life is a 357 round going right between the eyes? How about that? Then you won't steal my car. You'll have to come and collect your body if I ever let them find it. There you go. Imagine this. And in Pittsburgh right now, because this was the section that I have, in the Pittsburgh Police Department is cutting off. You have that too, Aaron? See if you can find it because it's right next to that. But the Pittsburgh Police Department, their solution, oh, you got it. Play it.
Rick, what was the big takeaway today?
Yeah, Susan, residents of the city will see a major change in the way police respond. They will no longer respond to calls that aren't considered in progress emergency. That means calls like criminal mischief, theft, harassment, and most burglary alarms will all be handled by an enhanced telephone reporting unit. That means residents will file a police report over the phone. Officers will not respond unless it's an emergency. Also, between the hours of 3 a.m. and 7 a.m., there will be no officers at any of the six stations throughout the city. Call boxes that link directly to 911 have been installed for people to use in case of an emergency. And during the overnight shift, there will be as few as 20 officers to cover the entire city. The chief said today the data supports that.
Yes, it's enough to cover the entire city in those hours when we have 8% of the time people are calling. I'm confident in the decisions that we make that it impacts this bureau and the city in a much better way than we have in the past.
Now, the chief also acknowledging today that some of these changes are due to staffing shortages. He's down to 740 officers, well below the 850 they would like to have. Now, coming up new at 5, residents, city council, and the police union all weighing in on these big changes that begin Monday. Live in the studio, Rick Earl, Channel 11 News.
So there you go. Now, I just had to show you the soft subject. We're going to go back to the border here in a second. But I'm glad we got to that because here you see the police solutions from leftards. In Toronto, these are all the same leftards, whether they live in America or they live in Canada. They're all leftards, every last one of them. Police chief geldings like that guy right there. How about you actually stand up to criminals, you gelding? He won't stand up to them because leftard commissioners are telling him what to say. And that's both cities. You're like, yeah, but if I say something or I rebel against them, I might get fired. You know, there's more important things than you having a job. There's actually more, like it's called integrity and honor. You might want to stand up. And here's the thing. Again, I tell you these statistics. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, supposed to have 850 officers, has only 740. They're 110 officers down. 110 officers down. Imagine that. Now, during the wee hours of the morning, which, by the way, a lot of crimes are actually committed. They're not reported, but actually committed in those times. And if you have a lot of officers around doing proactive things, you can actually stop a lot of crimes. But for the entire city of Pittsburgh, from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m., they have 20 officers. 20 total officers for the entire city of Pittsburgh. Now, I'll give those stats again from Washington, D.C. How many police officers does Nancy Pelosi have at her discretion? 2,700. And they're expanding. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, remember they put up razor wire fences because they are going to have a wall with razor wire fences. You're not, but they are. They'll put up a wall at the drop of a dime, and they have 2,700 officers for a 2-square-mile area. And all of Pittsburgh is 740. They have 2,000 more officers for a 2-square-mile area of the Capitol.
Yeah.
This is not Metro PD. Washington, D.C. has their own police department. I'm talking about solely for the Capitol building.
Right.
2,700 of them. Remember those brave people like Fanon and Gunnell and Dunn, those idiot liar perjurers? Those are the true conspiracy theorists? 2,700 officers for the Capitol building, just so everybody knows. They couldn't stop a few MAGA moms on 1-6? No, because they're a bunch of pansy, gelding cowards. But don't worry, in Pittsburgh, if you have some sort, now remember, it has to be, they said that in order for a cop to actually respond in Pittsburgh now, and that's not just the hours 3 to 7, that's all the time, it has to be an in-progress felony. Okay, and they're not going to respond to burglary alarms. Burglary alarms could mean an in-progress felony, by the way, but they're not going to send anybody. But don't worry, you can call their enhanced telephone program. That'll be fun. Aaron was demonstrating a minute ago. Imagine it buffering while you're sitting there talking to it.
For murder, press 1.
Yeah, for murder, press 1. No hablo inglés. Oh, great, thanks. All right, back to the border. Mischief video, Will, the Biden southern border. That's where we're supposed to be. You on it with me? Okay, there we go. Mischief video, Jesse Waters talking. The Biden southern border child trafficking pipeline. Play it for me.
There's a lot that doesn't make sense about the border. But what really puzzles primetime is, why does Jeffrey Epstein seem to be giggling in his grave? We're told that somehow kids hike thousands of miles through dangerous deserts and jungles all by themselves. Obviously, that's not true. The cartels traffic. Once they show up to the border, the government asks, do you know anybody here? If they say yes, they leave with a sponsor. Sponsors are supposed to be family members, but these kids are sometimes put back into the hands of child traffickers. Over 85,000 migrant kids are missing. Biden lost them. And the party that claims they care about kids doesn't care. What if the kid says they don't know anybody here? They're being dumped into our foster care system, the most dangerous place on earth. Thousands of foster kids go missing and are never found. Did you know that more than half of child sex trafficking cases involve kids from foster care? Foster care is a big business. These organizations rake in billions from the government. We need to know more about what's going on here. So reporters at Muckraker decided to follow the pipeline that pumps migrant kids into a foster care system that's riddled with pedophiles. It starts in Texas.
Where are you guys moving these kids to? Where are you guys moving these kids to? Huh?
It's not any business, my friend.
But do you guys have paperwork for these kids?
Don't worry about it.
I am worried about it.
Don't worry about it.
I am worried about it. You know, a third of these kids go missing.
Sorry.
You guys proud of what you're doing here? It's pretty wild, man.
Welcome to America.
Once the children land in New York, government contractors in shady black vans scoop them.
Hey, where are you guys moving these kids to? Whoa. Where are you guys moving these kids to? Hey, where are you guys moving these kids to in this black car? You guys taking these kids? That's all we want to know. Where are the kids going?
Okay, what do they tell you?
They won't tell me anything. Look, he's telling me to roll up the window.
Okay.
He's telling me to roll up the window. Where are you taking these kids? It's going to look really bad if you roll up that window, bro. Where are you taking the kids to?
Okay, so who do you work for?
I'm independent. I work for myself. I'm an independent news reporter. Where are you going, man? Who do you...
I won't be able to send you anything.
Whoa.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry. No, I have to...
Where are you going? Where are you taking these kids to?
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Then the migrant kids get driven to government-funded foster care after the sun goes down. But you're not allowed to see what happens next.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, no, can you not do that, please?
Hey, don't touch me.
Get the out of here.
Don't touch me, dude.
Can you go?
Don't touch me.
Can you go? You're asked to leave.
Don't touch me,
no,
dude.
No, not. Nobody's touching you.
All right.
Go.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't get in my face.
Goodbye.
Why are you getting in my face?
Goodbye.
Why are you getting in my face?
Goodbye, bro. Goodbye.
Why are you getting in my face?
Do here. Goodbye, bro.
There's kids in that car. What's going on?
I can't tell you that information.
Why are you guys driving these kids around?
I can't tell you no information.
Is this legal?
I can't tell you no information. This is private property.
All right, I'll get off the private property, but I'm going to have to call the police.
Three of the foster care homes the migrants were sent to are dealing with serious sexual assault allegations dating back decades. But they're still getting hundreds of millions in taxpayer dollars.
Maybe there's a so-called low crime rate amongst illegals, but not amongst the people importing the illegals. And there's not a low crime rate amongst illegals either. Here's another interesting little story from Pismo Video Breaking. Illegal female Mexican migrant wanted in the U.S. after gruesome murders. Play for me.
We begin in the ABC 7 Alert Center with breaking news and a warning. You may find the details of this story disturbing. A woman accused in Mexico of several murders and body dismemberments, even removing victims' hearts, is arrested in El Paso. And within the last 10 minutes, ABC 7 obtained this arrest photo. She is Michelle Angelica Pineda, also known as La Cheli. She was wanted for 5 murders in Juarez. She's also suspected of being involved in several other killings. Investigators say she crossed illegally into the U.S. and was operating on behalf of the gang Artistas Asesinos, or Assassin Artists. The FBI says Pineda was known for extreme brutality, dismembering bodies, removing hearts, and placing the hearts in front of Santa Muerte statues. Authorities say they found guns, machetes, and fentanyl, as well as other drugs at the motel. El Paso's FBI says several law enforcement agencies worked together to arrest Pineda at an El Paso motel.
Remember, this is exactly what Donald Trump said. They're letting their worst into the country. These people are emptying out their prisons and their asylums. Here's one right here who worked for the Assassin Artists, who's known to have killed 5 people and is involved with several other murders. And just flows right through the southern border, Joe Biden's border, no problem whatsoever. Thank goodness she was actually arrested. And this is why you have Christopher Wray ringing the alarm bell, because he's trying to save his own skin, saying, you know what, we don't know what's coming through, and we can expect, basically saying, it would not surprise him, or we could expect to have another 9/11 scenario unfold right before our very eyes because of Joe Biden's border. They don't care because they're behind their guns and walls. They don't care. You can't get near Joe Biden, so he doesn't care. But this woman's walking among us, or was, she's now arrested, but is walking among us. Let me do gold real quick, Aaron. Right, but let me give me 60 seconds to talk about my one and only sponsor right here, Midas Gold Group. The best gold company in America right here. Why? Because they are a MAGA company. They are veteran-owned, veteran-operated. This is not a conservative or Republican company. This is a MAGA company. They know the election was stolen. They know there's an open border. They know Mitt Romney's a leftard. They know those things. This is a true MAGA company. And all of us need to be buying gold right now. Believe me. Listen to some of the things that Emeril Robinson is saying right now. We need to be ready. Especially if Donald Trump doesn't win, you need to have gold in a safe somewhere to battle against CBDC currency. You have the BRICS movement around the globe right now with Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa trying to de-dollarize the globe and devalue the USD while simultaneously buying gold. You and I need to be buying gold. I'm buying thousands of dollars worth of gold this month from Midas because they are a MAGA company. And the best thing about them is all of their gold is physical gold in your hand, not a phantom gold account, physical gold in your hand. Buy gold, buy it now, buy it from Midas, and when you do, tell them that TLP sent you. All right, let's go to this one, Will. Alex Brucewitz video, a lot of kind of Fox News stuff. If you hate Fox News, which I do, but when they put out good stuff, I'm going to play it. An illegal from El Salvador, now under arrest. I thought none of these people committed crimes. Oh, it was a real low. Oh, for what? Charges that he sexually abused 4 young girls at a church in Maryland. Play it for me.
Goes on. A migrant from El Salvador now under arrest on charges that he sexually abused 4 young girls at a church in Maryland.
It hasn't even been a month since a Venezuelan illegal murdered Lakin Riley, and we've got another brutal migrant crime on the books. 26-year-old Haitian illegal Corey Alvarez has been arrested for raping a disabled 15-year-old girl in a Massachusetts migrant hotel. But the Democrat governor says the system that let him in is perfectly fine.
It's a horrible situation, a horrible allegation, and you know, my thoughts are with the victim and her family. I think that we have the right systems in place. Unfortunately, this is, you know, a terrible incident. You don't want to see anything like this happen. This is also an individual who came in lawfully under the federal government through a federal program. It is unfortunate that you know, from time to time things will happen.
That's not true. Just like Lake and Riley's killer, Alvarez shouldn't have been here in the first place. But he was, because Joe Biden rolled out the red carpet for him. Alvarez was part of Biden's parole program, which flies 30,000 migrants a month from Haiti and other countries into the American system. Alvarez didn't have to get on a rickety boat or trek through the Darien Gap to get here. Joe Biden flew him straight into JFK last June because he said he had a sponsor in New Jersey. So what was he doing at a migrant hostel in Massachusetts? Just last week, DHS Secretary Mayorkas celebrated the program, saying this: "We are pleased that today's court ruling means that the parole processes for individuals from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela will continue. These processes are a safe and orderly way to reach the United States. The Biden administration is flying these illegals into our neighborhoods because it keeps the border crossing numbers down." What a sneaky and evil operation it is.
Yeah, they're loading up hundreds of thousands, over 300,000 so far. They're loading them up on jumbo liners and flying them directly in the United States so they can say that 300,000 people didn't cross the border.
All right.
And that was the same thing with their border invasion bill that they called a border security bill. Remember, they're capping it at 5,000? Yeah, they cap it at 5,000. By the way, the only people that count towards that 5,000 was Canadians and Mexicans. That's it towards the 5,000. Otherwise, you just keep on sending them through. And even if you did cap it at 5,000, they just send them to the port of entry, load them up on planes and buses, and drive them across the border so they don't count towards the 5,000. That makes sense, Aaron?
Yep.
Okay, there you go. That's the games they're playing. It's all lies. Langford, Senator Langford from Oklahoma, the Republican who put together the border security bill. What a lying sack of poop that guy is. Man, I miss cussing right now. These parole processes. Look at this. Look at this galactic fool. These parole processes. And they're allowing in this woman that's a part of the assassin artists. I mean, it's truly, and just so you know, here's a little bit more from Fox News. Bill Malugin, our photographer, witnessed another wall breach. Here's what's going on right now today. Play it for me. Every single day, every single minute of every single day, 15,000 a day. 15,000 a day are illegally crossing the border. If they would have passed that border security bill, Tom, it would only be 5,000. No, they would. And the only people the 5,000 count towards are Canadians and Mexicans. None of these are Canadians. None of these are Mexicans. So they wouldn't have counted towards the 5,000. So whenever you see the propaganda from the left-tard media and left-tard pundits and left-tard social media influencers that Republicans are against border control, they weren't that border against the most stringent border bill in the history of America.
Okay.
That's all a bold-faced lie. 5,000, the only people 5,000 counted against was Canadians and Mexicans. And there are hardly any Mexicans crossing the border. It's all Venezuelans and many other nationalities. And then even when they cap it at 5,000, they just take everybody else. Say there's 20,000 that day. They cap it at 5, take the other 15, put them through the port of entry, and Biden loads them on planes and buses and just flies them across the border.
Yep.
Or drives them across the border. It's all lies. Senator Langford, a Republican, wrote this bill. I mean, what a lying sack of treasonous crap that bill was.
Yeah.
And what a traitor that man is. Senator Langford, a Republican from Oklahoma. Here's another one for you. Let's go to the next one, Will. In wokeness tweet, California's coming through again. We got a lot of problems, a lot of illegal immigration going on, but don't worry, California's passed another great bill. Meet AB 2031, new bill just introduced by Assemblyman Reggie Jones Sawyer. The bill seeks to grant illegals convicted of serious or violent crimes with legal assistance paid for by Aaron, Tom, and Will.
Oh, my goodness.
Such as helping them avoid deportation. They commit a serious felony, maybe like bashing in a woman's skull. Don't worry, because Gavin Newsom to the rescue is going to have you and I pay for their attorneys.
Oh,
and the Biden
God.
Administration will gladly send the largest state hundreds of billions of dollars to do exactly that. We all know that. While we're $35 trillion in debt. That's the truth. That's what's happening. You know what, guys? Let's skip ahead a little bit here. I'm going to skip to, hey, Will, I know I'm putting you on the spot because I'm going to jump off the border here. Yeah, I'm going to jump off the border. Skip all the way up to the YouTube video, Pierre Polyev. Thank you, buddy. Great job, great job, great job. Enough on the border. I'm bored with it, so let's move on to something else. I just have to show you this. This is guilty pleasure. This really has no meaning for me except to make fun of Castro's son. Justin Trudeau. I mean, come on. Aaron, if you can't find the side by side.
I will.
See if you find the... I mean, again, I'm really not much for conspiracy theories, but I mean, come on. Fidel looks identical to his son, Justin.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Justin Trudeau's dad doesn't look anything like him. But here's my thing. I just love to show you the complete idiocy, the complete nonsensical, just the complete nonsensical data, the complete nonsensical policies the Democrats put out. And here's one of them right here. YouTube video, Pierre Polyev destroys Trudeau's carbon tax. Because, you know, they're just increasing carbon taxes on Canadians. And again, I could put out 300 videos right now of Canadians saying I can't afford to live.
Yeah.
Because they're being taxed into bankruptcy by multi-millionaire son of Fidel Castro, Justin Trudeau. So here's Pierre Polyev. Play for me, Will.
In Alberta, $1,800 a year to a family of four. $1,200 a year in Manitoba. Even in Ontario, $1,120 to a family of four in Ontario. That's money in their pockets that he wants to take.
I'm glad he mentioned his phony rebates, because $1,800 in Alberta is the rebate. That's what he said. You heard him. Here's the gross cost, $2,943. So he's going to take away $2,943, but give back $1,800, and then ask you to be thankful for it, Mr. Speaker. Isn't that just proof that the carbon tax is just like him, not worth the cost?
This is leftist governments around the world, and here's the problem. Almost every government outside of maybe Hungary, Poland, and El Salvador that I can think of right now. Aaron, if you think of more, let me know. Or Will, you think of any more, let me know. But those are the only ones that are actually legitimately conservative. Tom, what about us? We're not conservative. We're run by the CCP and the PLA right now.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm telling you. It's a cesspool of floating turds in Washington, D.C. It's surrounded by the seven of the 10 richest counties right around Washington, D.C. as they personally enrich themselves. Come on. See if you can, there's ones that are better. See if you can find one that are better. There it is. Come on now. I mean, come on. And see if you can find his actual dad. I mean, come on. That's dad. Hi, dad.
Papa Castro.
Hi, Papa Castro. Hey, Fidel, Papa. Papa Fidel. Come on. See if you can find a picture of him and his dad next to each other. All Ezra right. Levant video. What drugs do you... Oh, let me just go over PL problems. So you got those numbers. So Justin Trudeau's talking about, hey, you know, we're giving... Remember, they're carbon taxing. What's the carbon tax about? Taxing people for using carbon because they're trying to lower CO2 emissions, right? So they are solving a problem that doesn't exist to personally enrich themselves and usher in totalitarianism, right? That's all that it is. And even in the midst of that, you'd think you'd work the numbers to where there's in some way, shape, or form, sensical, right? You think you'd work them. So imagine standing up on the parliamentary floor, and you're Justin Trudeau, Fidel Castro's son, and you're saying... Which is, he's really ushering the same agenda as Fidel Castro, like father, like son, you know?
Yeah.
So he's saying, we give you a rebate of $1,800. We give you a rebate of $1,800. And, you know, you should be so thankful for that after they took $2,900 from you. So they keep $1,100 of it, of the money that you, they keep $1,100 and rebate you back $1,800. And they're telling you if you vote against this carbon tax, think about it. He's saying if you vote against the carbon tax, you don't get the $1,800 back. But if there's no carbon tax, you never give the original $2,900. There's no the carbon tax is $2,900. They rebate you back $1,800. They keep $1,100, and they're saying if you don't abide in this tax, if you're not for this tax, you don't get your rebate. That's like saying in the United States, well, you get your tax rebate. What do you call it? Hope?
Tax return.
Tax return. Yeah. So you get your tax return. Yeah, but I'd rather just keep the money and not have it returned to me.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I get my every year. I get my $5,000 tax return. Yeah, but you sent them $25,000, and you again sent you back $5,000, and you're happy for it. They're keeping $20 out of the $25,000. That's the same thing going on here. Just keep. Let me keep my money. What good? What have you ever gotten out of your taxes? What have you gotten? What do you get? I never got anything out of it. Not a dime. Here's one. Ezra Levant video. What drugs do you think he's on today? Here's Fidel's son. Play it for me.
And that's an easy thing for short-term politicians, short-term thinker politicians, to say, oh, we'll get rid of the price. They don't talk about the fact that they're also going to get rid of that check, the Canada carbon rebate, that puts more money in the pockets of the vast majority of Canadians.
There is just absolutely spouting nonsensical data once again that makes absolutely no sense. Now, they're after our food. Play for me, Will.
Iowa's about to change drastically, and not for the better. This week, Tyson Foods announced that it will be permanently closing its pork factory in Perry, killing around 1,200 jobs in a town of just 8,000 people. So as Perry residents struggle to cope with mass layoffs, Tyson Foods has its eyes on a different class of workers. The company is now offering new jobs to asylum seekers in other states like New York. Bloomberg says Tyson's tracking migrants in a massive database. They scroll through the data like Facebook. You see a worker you like, tap hire. They even had a job fair.
Just a little sample. We'll be back with that on Tuesday night. Don't miss it. Back here, full 90 minutes of Fury. Tuesday night, 8:30. God bless you. See you at Foundation Church tomorrow. I don't know how people go to the church of perpetual false edification. I don't know how you deal with it. I mean, for me, it's got to be challenging. I couldn't go to a monotone church, a lukewarm church. I could never pull that off. And it's not really because of altruistic reasons or righteous reasons even. I'd be bored out of my mind. I would be bored out of my mind if I wasn't challenged. If there wasn't something that irritated me, I'm at the wrong church. I want something that, you know, I want something where I have to go, you know what, I'm going to go check that. I want to go see if that's really right. Because I don't feel like that could possibly be right. We've had people do that. They come back, they've ended up staying for years, because if you love the Bible, you won't be able to go anywhere else.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.